and I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden used a primetime interview to try to dismiss questions about his age as he works to salvage his reelection campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. President Biden says his debate against Donald Trump was just a bad night.
I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts.
The president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The low-profile moderate Masoud Pezeshkian, who has pledged to open Iran to the world and deliver freedoms to its people have yearned for, has won the country's runoff presidential vote, the Interior Ministry said on Saturday. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
Analysts say Pezeshkian's win might result in a more pragmatic foreign policy for Iran, ease tensions over now-stalled talks with major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal, and improve prospects for social liberalization and political pluralism. However, some voters tell Reuters they're skeptical about Pezeshkian's ability to fulfill campaign promises, as he's publicly said before he doesn't intend to confront Iran's power elite of clerics and security hawks.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a potential hit by Beryl as the storm is expected to regain hurricane strength. Beryl has moved into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it is expected to strengthen after weakening to a tropical storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to regain hurricane strength and make landfall on the Texas coast sometime Monday, with possible storm surge flooding, heavy rains, and high winds. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Keir Starmer's center-left Labour Party won a landslide victory in the United Kingdom's election on Thursday. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Keir Starmer's Labour government will continue to back Ukraine against Russia very strongly. It will try and maintain the special relationship with the United States of America, although that will get a little bit more difficult if President Trump is re-elected.
Starmer's first foreign visit will likely be to next week's NATO summit in Washington.
I know that he's strong supporter of NATO.
But there are defence challenges at home.
They want to take defence spending up to 2.5% of GDP when economic circumstances allow.
But Labour warned Friday there isn't a huge amount of money to spend. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
A Russian strike leaves thousands in northern Ukraine without power and water. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The northern Sumy region, which borders Russia, was plunged into the dark after Russian strikes late Friday damaged energy infrastructure, the Ukrainian Energy Ministry says. Hours later, the public broadcaster reported Russian drones had hit the provincial capital, also called Sumy, cutting off water by hitting power lines that feed into systems of pumps. Meanwhile, a regional government says in the Donetsk region, Russian shelling killed 11 civilians and wounded over 40. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Human rights groups say dozens of Kenyans have been abducted in the past 2 weeks amid anti-government protests sparked by proposals to raise taxes. According to the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, so far there have been 41 deaths, 35 abductions, and 746 arrests as a result of the anti-finance bill protests. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
In an interview on Sunday, President William Ruto denied police involvement in disappearances and broadly defended the actions of the security forces. However, Irungu Horton, executive director at Amnesty International Kenya, said
this pattern that we had not seen probably at this scale since the 1980s, where people who are considered to be protesters or organizers or even just simply voices of dissent are being plucked from their homes or even as they go to church with their family.
Though Ruto withdrew the proposed tax increases, an allegedly heavy-handed reaction has raised fears of rights backsliding.
David Doyle from Reuters. Sudanese political and civil society groups met Saturday in Egypt to discuss ways to end the war engulfing Sudan, former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok.
The inability or the polarization of inability of bringing the two belligerents together in negotiating seriously, in stopping the war and moving forward on a political process.
The warring parties, however, didn't take part in the Egypt-sponsored conference. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.